COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
What's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. We are back. We're a bit delayed this week, are we? Yes, doesn't matter. We're plowing forward. We'll do some ads up top here. We'll pay some bills, okay? We'll pay some bills up top. Shout out to our OG sponsor, as usual, manscaped.com. We were shifting about the old providers there for a second, so we weren't sure where we were with Manscaped. But we are back in business with Manscaped. With the Lawnmower 4.0, taking those nuts down to the wood every single week, okay? It's the same thing, same old stuff, man. They're still pumping it out. Summer's coming up, you know. You want to go on holiday? You want to hit Ayanapa, Ibiza? You want to hit these places with a smooth shaft and absolutely gleaming testes? So get on to manscaped.com. They've got that pack, man. They've got that full package. That you pay for, and it's got everything in it. I've been sent a couple of them now. Have you got one yet? No?
No.
Oh, you take one of these ones. Take one of these secondhand ones that I've already used.
Cool.
Give it a sniff. Give it a sniff. If it smells good, take it home. But they've everything in there. Lawnmower 4.0. It's absolutely the Rolls Royce of shaving your of nut shavers. It's the best in the business. Lawnmower 4.0, they've got the old the weed whacker, which goes up the nose. They've got a plethora of products, ball toner, ball deodorant. They got all sorts of stuff in there. They even put boxers in this fantastic leather travel bag. It's an unbelievable product. And if you go to manscaped.com, use the code GEMBAM1, you get 20% off that whole package. It's an unbelievable gift. It's an unbelievable gift to yourself. And 25% off is not to be sniffed at. And I tell you what is to be sniffed at, your nuts, once you've shaved them and put on deodorant. You can sniff away. Enjoy it. Shout out to Manscaped. Our second sponsor today, we bring it back down to earth with, you know, we center ourselves after the madness of the Manscaped ad, and we bring ourselves right back down with the Calm app. Shout out to the Calm app. They are sponsoring the old podcast. I mean, it's an unbelievable deal. I'm just glancing across this here. Calm is offering a special limited time promotion of 40% off the Calm Premium. If you go to calm.com and use the code BANTER, 40% off. And I mean, you want to get Calm, bro? I do actually have it. It is pretty handy. They've got a bunch of stuff on there. They've got sleep stories. Matthew McConaughey in your ear. Well, hello there. Immediately to sleep. They're great. People always complain about not being able to sleep. Have a celebrity with a deep voice talk to you for a minute. You'll be out cold. They've got all sorts of things in there. Breathing exercises. You can get very... What's the word? What's the big word they're doing at the minute?
Calm.
Yeah. Mindful.
Mindful, yes.
A lot of mindful apps. Breathing techniques I've used on planes before when I used to be scared of flying. You know, four in, hold it for four, four out. You know what I'm saying? Before you drink 15 Jamesons on a plane. It's great. It's all in there. Guided meditations, sleep stories. It's great. It's a great thing. And if you use the code BANTER, you do in fact, and that just ended, you do in fact get 40% off. Which is if you're going for the full year subscription, that is great. Thanks to calm.com, changing people's lives, keeping them calm, sorting their mental health. Will we start the podcast?
Yeah.
Let's start it. And people have been giving off about this for a while, so let's do it. Full intro, full thing. I'm going to make a coffee and have a shit. Podcast with Paul and Jettis. Right about now, I want you to get yourself and your soul together. I don't know what to do, you know, you say.
Make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather, Foal.
Poland Jettis.
It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Jettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you. it's awkwardly long when you're not used to it, isn't it? It just keeps cranking on for ages. But the good news is, you know, we're in a world where we're worried about, you know, censorship. You know, I put things on YouTube and I'm like, oh, what can I say? What can I say around here? Am I allowed to say this? You know, have I sworn in the first couple of minutes? But we might have a light at the end of the tunnel now.
With YouTube?
With Elon. Has bought Twitter. Yes. So if Twitter can get, you know, like 2 hour videos up there, we're absolutely off to the races. Elon is very free speech. You know what I mean? So YouTube can suck my fat fucking non-binary stinking piss tube.
Beep.
I should be throwing an M word. I should be doing a Rogan, 20 N words, F words, throwing it on in there. But that's what happened. Elon bought Twitter. What was it for? What was it?
40 something billion.
40 billion. Is that a good deal? Do you remember when whoever sold YouTube at the time and they sold it for like 40 grand or something? It wasn't really, but it was like pathetically low compared to what it would be worth now. But he bought Twitter and he's supposed to be making it all, it's going to go back to the Wild West. You can say whatever you want. Jamila Jamil or whatever her name was, she left. Did you read that bit?
Left Twitter.
She left. She was like, I'm not using this, you know, just when we thought we were, you know, making some ground here or gaining some ground or whatever the fucking covering. So what's the term? I don't know. Making some progress. You know, they're like, he's just going to turn it back into this hate filled shithole again by not censoring people. And he's like, stop being such a poofter, Jamila. What a fucking lunatic.
Yeah.
And then of course everybody's like, you know, he said that, like, you know, if he had $6 billion he could end world hunger, and then someone allowed him that. Who allowed him that?
UNICEF. Yeah,
so all those wee boxes that are outside your centra full of 2p's, these motherfuckers, who's putting money in them? People are putting blank checks in it. If they're able to be like, all right, here, hold on a second. Why do UNICEF have it and not fucking end world hunger?
I know that was his point.
He's like, you have it?
Yeah.
And you won't fucking spend it?
He said it's nothing to do with money, it's to do with politics.
Probably.
It's like some countries stop other countries getting food supplies. He's like, it's not a money issue.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not a money issue. I mean, I don't know the ins and outs of it. I don't know the ins and outs of fucking anything, really, to be honest. I tried to use Facebook a minute ago, didn't know how to use that. But, you know, when you go into, like, you know, why there might be a war going on in Ukraine and Russia, a lot of that's ports and, isn't it?
Politics,
ports, yeah. Moving stuff about. Can I move it in here?
Oh, yeah.
Can I move it out of there? Can I ship it out? Shipping? Access and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
Russia's like, I have no way into me. My country have no asshole. I need to get out. But yeah, did they let him away with $6 billion? Elon would lose $6 billion down the side of his fucking sofa. Oh my goodness, I forgot I had $6 billion. Still doesn't own a house though, does he?
Apparently not.
No, fucking why would you? You could buy a house every fucking day and burn it to the floor. Do you know what? I remember, like, they used to speak to David Beckham and he's like, I used to wear, like, you know, he wear like one pair, he's like, I wear one pair of, you know, Calvin Klein boxes and then I throw them away. And everyone was like, oh, you fucking waste, man. Elon could build a fucking mansion and just raise it to the ground, which is this term that I only really sort of figured out what that meant when I was about 33. The guy's got fucking crazy money. The only thing freaks me out about Elon is he absolutely loves being famous, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah.
You know, you're like, bro, how do you have time to fucking make all these reels and shit under LA and do all that shit and then also learn your lines for, like, Saturday Night Live? And also fire fucking live ones into Amber Heard the whole time? I didn't mean to, you know, really get into the current events so soon here, but, like, We'll maybe leave it. We'll come back to that. But yeah, Elon, if you could get the old 2 hour videos up on Twitter, we could really just say whatever we want and still have ads on it. Happy day, shout out. Your boy is doing big gigs. Big gigs are coming up. As we speak, I just announced the SSE Arena. The show is called Armageddon. It's on the 28th of October, 2 days after my birthday.
Ooh.
So that means nothing, but sure. Not a big birthday at all, but that's happening. And I'm fucking pumped. I'm actually pumped this time. A lot of other times it scared me, but now... I think the last time it scared me because we came out of lockdown and I still had the shows booked and they were moved.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'd started doing a new set and I was like, oh my God, am I going to have fucking a full hour long set here in fucking a matter of months? But because we have the whole year ahead of us now, I've put the steps in place to get that. I'm doing a Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
I'm doing a Kevin Hart. I'm abusing my power as a semi well-known comedian by going, now this motherfucker's doing 30 gigs. He's doing 30 gigs all over the place. I'm probably going to do about 6 new material gigs. I'm going to do about 6 and be like, guys, come out. I'll have a notebook. I might bring this with me. So if something isn't funny, I can just be like,
up the raw.
And, you know, I'll try some new stuff and then we'll build it up. We'll build it up. We'll go on tour and then we'll hit that SSE. We'll hit it from the back with no strings attached. Can I get a whoop whoop? Shout out to Fat Man Scoop singing that song. And then also, have you seen what he looks like?
Gangster.
Fat Man Scoop. This is an absolute tangent here. Fat Man Scoop, American raper. Who's, like, this guy used to walk around going, who's fucking tonight? Who's fucking tonight? Not that guy. Not Harvey Price in fucking 3 years. Hello, you cunts. Katie Hopkins weighs in on Fat Man Scoop. Eat less and move more.
That looks like a podcast thumbnail.
That's the nicest thing she's ever said. But that's the most sensible, you know, caring thing she's ever said. Eat less, move more. Would you bang Katie Hopkins?
With a shovel.
Around the back of the head while she's eating her dinner. What a life to just be like, yeah, what's your job? And she's like, just to fucking be an absolute troll, flat out. I've been getting a fair amount of trolling recently after these Kevin Hart gigs, you know. People don't know the ins and outs of what's happening here. Because what's happening is the guy shooting film over here. And whatever he says, a team of people go out and do. So if he says, I'd like to gig in Belfast, they fucking disappear and they come back to him and go, yeah, you've gigs all weekend. You know, we basically fucked, you know, there was supposed to be a fundraiser for children with cancer, but we told them to fuck off because, but that's a lie, by the way. That's also a lie. That's also a lie, guys, okay? We're in a world where I actually have to say that now or people will be fucking on the goddamn internet. But people are just mad, you know, this is a conspiracy. Is Kevin Hart even real? Is he even in the country? And you're like, yeah. Thousands of people have seen him now. Keep trying, guys. He'll be around. He'll be here. I'm trying to think, did I tell a little story about sort of half bringing him on stage there? Got the deal directly with the management at the Ulster Hall. Which, by the way, talk about taking a step back in the career. Opening at a fucking a big venue like that while people were filing in and me just kind of talking into thin air. You know, people taking says, that's our state, not James, that's it here. Did you get enough drinks? No, I go back and me in the background just talking pure shit. Has anyone heard about Prince Philip around here, have they? Huh? What about Will Smith, huh? Some crack and everyone's just fucking, I think I've left. I had a packet of Tic Tacs I left in the car. Just mouth's gonna be fucking dry all night laughing. Oh my God, no, which one's Kevin Hart? Is that him? No, who's this fucking fuckhound on stage? Embarrassingly enough, though, I might have mentioned this on the Patreon podcast, he was wearing the jacket version of the jumper I was wearing.
Oh yeah.
For the people watching, I wonder, should I pull it up? Carhartt whip camo. You know, we're at the side of the stage and his manager came up to me and he's like, oh, you know, is there going to be an intermission? And I went, apparently. And he goes, I think we'd like to go on. And I was like, don't you worry, big lad, I'll sort it out. So as Shane wrapped up, I went on stage and was like, okay, we're just going straight ahead with Kevin Hart. Fuck yeah. But he came out. He came out, and this was the jacket he was wearing. It's quite a conservative price for a man like that. 189 ding.
Thought I had that one in black.
Just the fucking black jacket. Detroit jacket. But yeah, he was wearing that basically, and I was wearing the fucking the long sleeve t-shirt version of it. And I don't know if he picked up on it. You know, he's not a man for, you know, looking people in the eye too much, but we were wearing the same top. And could he have cut my top up and made 40 of his jackets? Yes. It looked like fucking if we swapped jackets, I would take it home and Eddie would be wearing it, basically. But it was the same pattern, nonetheless. And what I'm trying to say is we're just fucking two cool guys. We're just cool guys. And that was that Saturday night?
That was Saturday.
That was Saturday night. And it was good times. Man, fuck Belfast, though. See, I keep forgetting every time we have to do a support slot for Kevin Hart and we get into Belfast. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you can't park anywhere.
Nope.
You know, you've got to park and ride yourself from fucking Lisburn. I'll just leave my car here at fucking McDonald's and I'll take the scooter for the rest of the trip. I don't know how many laps I did of that area.
Oh, yeah.
Just going round in circles and circles. And then I had to, and then of course, you know, you didn't have a tripod because the office was locked. So I had to come and get that. And then it was like a fucking action movie. I had to get a tripod to you and get parked. And then I'm also going on at like 7:30 sharp. And of course, Ulster Hall only opened the door at fucking 8 o'clock, let 1,000 people in. We'll not even chat about it, will we? But I was doing so many laps that I literally had to just pull up outside. And of course, the bouncer was coming over like, you can't park here. There's VIPs. And I was like, it's only me, you fucking clumping. Take this, give it to Niall. And then he obviously just fucked it in the bin. Because you were like, where is it? And I'm like, I left it off. Do you know where I had to park? I had to park in that fucking... that high-rise car park thing at Dublin Road.
Jesus.
Kevin Hart, you owe me £6. You owe me £6.90 for parking. So
plus stress.
Plus stress tax.
That's
plus just, you know, general, you know, dread swallow me up tax, which which you get when you're opening to like a hall that holds 1,100 people and there's fucking 27 in it. But it was a good night. And then the next night was Limelight, so that, you know, we're well used to that. And I went around to the Sunflower for the first time to do Darren Matthews' gig. Lovely. Lovely. Every wee club carves out their own crowd, you know.
Yeah.
Lavery's has got those guys that are up for it. They're young, they're professional, they maybe have a bit of money kicking about. Sometimes there's hot chicks, which is absolutely a Christmas miracle versus what comedy used to be. You knew you'd look out and it was, you're just like fucking just 100 of yourself looking back at you. And now there's chicks, man, coming out in their not droves, groups, maybe like groups of four sometimes. But yeah, we went over to Sunflower. It was nice. It was the first gig I've ever done where we had to change the microphone lead live on stage. Darren Matthews was on his knees, scuttling about there.
Oh, that happened at one of the Kevin Hart gigs.
Are you shitting in my mouth? Which one?
Last week at the Limelight, the lead popped out of the wall, and some girl from the crowd tried to plug it back in, and then he was like, oh, no way, thanks so much for helping, or like trying to help, and then he bought her a drink.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was like, "It's like, what you drinking?" And she was like, "Magners."
How did I miss that? And what was I doing?
And then he was like, what? Magnus? What the fuck's that?
Oh,
and then
no
she was like, cider?
Cider?
And he was like, oh, cider. Why didn't you fucking say that?
That even, I mean, to like, you know, an American dude who's like super loaded.
Yeah.
To be even like, who drinks cider? Homeless people?
I know.
You know, you bring that guy in a bottle of fucking Grey Goose and he's like, cheers, I'll fucking use this to... sanitize my fucking bottom of my shoes, maybe.
Yeah. Drinking a 20-year-old whiskey.
Was that the night I had the other gig and I left early or something?
I think it was, yeah.
Oh my God. I'd have paid full ticket price to see that.
I know, it's great.
So it popped out of the wall and some girl jumps up and tries to fix it and the place is teeming with fucking sound techs.
Yeah. Then the sound tech, they just dander over and plug it back in. And then everyone roared. And then he was like, what the fuck?
So it's plugged into the wall somewhere?
Yeah, apparently it's like a broke input.
Oh.
But you must know new. But yeah, very funny.
That's so funny. That's so, I mean, so embarrassing. Oh, thanks very much for help. What are you drinking? Vodka Blackcurrant.
Magnus.
Magnus? What the fuck? Bulmer. What's the scummiest? Did we talk about this before? There's some scummy drinks out there. Like,
oh,
oh, thank you very much. What can I get you? Vodka and wake. Oh, Jesus. Oh, fuck me. Is that you want Grey Goose? Glens. Glens and fucking Mayweather. Rough.
Geese.
Fuck off. Oh my god, that's so embarrassing. What are you drinking? Harp. Warm harp. Can we get a pint of harp for this girl? We don't sell it in here. I brought it myself. I brought a warm tin of harp in the bag. Oh, thanks very much. What are you drinking? I'm actually just sniffing clay. Workman's clay.
Clay. Brown bag.
I have a half bottle of Malibu squeezed between my arse cheeks. So, I'm all right, Kev. No. Let me get you a drink. What are you drinking? Tequila?
Shit.
He's like, yeah, it's a 700-pound bottle of tequila. She's like, don't worry, they do chocolate tequila in here. Which is very tasty, but then also if you lean in it, your fucking elbows will be sticky the next morning when you wake up and you get out of bed and the bed sheets will fucking come with you, stuck to your elbows, you know what I mean? But sure isn't a thief or forever. What can I get you? Four-legged. What a guy.
I know.
What a guy.
It was great. He loved it.
Just chucking fucking...
He couldn't believe it.
He couldn't believe that, what, she tried to fix the thing?
Yeah, she tried to help him.
I wonder what experience she has, or is she just trying to...
Oh, none.
None?
Zero. Plus there's like, what is it, something like 20 inputs to pick from?
Oh, right.
She's
like a phone operator in the fucking, in the 20s. How long, Kev? Try it now. Testing. Papa, I mean, you've never seen mental illness like... When you watch a sound tech sort of walk around the room trying to test them speakers, just like ta ta pa 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 meow meow meow. Yeah, woo meow pa pa pa. And you're just going, what the hell? Like, you're like, this is a stand up gig, you know what I mean? You walk up and you go, yo, that's her, good to go now.
Yep, she's on.
Pa 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 It sounds like Goldeneye.
That was very good.
Thank you. It's my only talent, in fact. Yo, what can I get for you? It's advocate. I don't even know what that is. I tell you what it is, Kevin. It's four baby Guinnesses. There was a guy, what was the guy last night in fucking Lavery's? Do you want to be a Guinness? You're like, no, I'm a fucking grown adult man driving a car. No thanks.
Oh, dear.
I remember being on holiday and it was in Tenerife and my mate was also in Tenerife, just by chance, was like, oh, I'm fucking in Tenerife too. And for one night he came over to where we were and we were fucking hammered as per. You know that like sunburnt, dehydrated, took too many shots, you know, drinking like free poured Fanta lemon and vodka, like just trashed. And he goes to the guy, I know, can I make chalk pops? And the guy was like, English guy was like, I don't know what they are. And he goes, if you got creme de menthe? He's like, yes. And then Bailey's in the tent, I'm gonna be sick thinking about it. Bailey's in the fucking Tenerife. It was like 38 degrees. Ugh. And he's like, I'll make it. And I think he did work in a bar a wee bit at a hotel. And he's like, pouring the shots of the fucking, Is that how you say that? Creme de menthe?
Yeah.
And then got the back of a spoon and was trying to pour the fucking shit over into this. But he was hammered, so he was getting all technical with it. And then he would just pour the Baileys and it would just pish everywhere. And this guy was just trying to be like, all right, bro, we're not opening a second bottle of Baileys here for two fucking shots. Ugh. Unbelievable. What are you drinking? I'll get you a drink. It's, well, to be honest with you, Calvin, it's a hooch. It's hooch win or two fuck, isn't it? Because you know what I mean. We're only allowed one crack at the bar here, so making it count, Calvin.
Will you fuck up, too?
Making it count. What a time.
I know.
What a time to be doing comedy in Belfast. It's fucking absolutely insane. Weather's picking up a wee bit. Do you think Kev will do an arena? Like the way I do?
He said he said that one of them he's going to do two.
Two arenas?
Two theatres, two arenas. Not sure.
What counts as a theatre?
I know. We'll see.
Is Ulster Hall a theatre? Ish, sort of. Yeah.
Music hall.
Aye.
Limelight One this weekend.
And Lavery's. Fuck that. Lavery's Comedy Club.
Boom.
Back where he belongs. The man loves it. Chills out in there all the time, playing pool, you know. Someone's seen him betting on a fucking on a football match.
No way.
I don't know. But apparently he does like it, you know, hangs out a fair bit there, you know.
Class.
Sorts out the bar staff, all that carry on.
Oh, what?
But I sorts him out, mate. Don't you worry about it. I mean, like when we were in Austin, I was like, hey, what is this, party money? What the fuck is this? Fun tickets? Yeah. I was like, fuck, Leonardo DiCaprio? That's not even fucking real money. And then I bought like six beers and the guy was like, do you want to close that tab? And I went, no sweat, love. And she was like, $280. And I was like, for fucking three beers, a couple of White Claws? I'd be quicker taking fucking smack.
Brawls.
Huh?
Bucket of White Claws.
Bucket
Brawls.
Of what?
Brawls.
Brawls?
Brawls. That was what the thing was.
What?
That's what it was called. The Bucket of White Claws. Brawls.
What do you say? How do you spell that?
B-R-A-W-S.
What? Is that what they call the Bucket of White Claws?
Yeah.
Brawls?
Yeah.
Fucking stupid Americans. I don't even know. That broke my brain there. I thought I was having a stroke. Brawls?
Brawls.
Me and the brawls. What the fuck? White Claws are great, man.
Yeah.
That's the new alcoholics drink, you know, if you've the fucking, if you're sitting on the fucking train on the way into work and just having a wee seltzer. It's a great way to come out of a hangover.
Yeah, they catch up with you.
Oh, they do, all right. You know, you fucking have two of them and you're like, oh, maybe I'll have another one. Ooh, shot of whiskey. And then all of a sudden you're talking to two black dudes and the guy won't stop telling you that he's taking cocaine. Those two guys were definitely two guys that weren't on cocaine. Because the guy, they were like Key and Peele, and the other guy's like, hey, have you got the cocaine so I can go to the bathroom? Chill out, man. I've never taken coke in my life, but even, you know, I'll be a bit more subtle than that. Hey, have you got the cocaine? Oh, thank you very much. Let me get you a drink. What are you drinking? Coke. Drinking vodka. Vodka blackcurrants. Anyway, have you been keeping up with, what's his name? Ed Sheeran done a bit of a Kevin Hart, didn't he?
Oh yes, in Dublin.
He turned up the Waylands. We've all played Waylands, you know what I mean? Who hasn't played Waylands? And then on to Croke Park. Insane. And all, if you don't know who Ed Sheeran is, he writes and performs every song that's on Radio 1.
Yeah.
Back to back to back to back all day long. Could I name you one of the songs? No. Shape of You, maybe?
I think the guy from Snow Patrol wrote that.
Shape of You?
Shape of You, yeah.
Really?
Mm. He writes a lot of his songs with that guy. Is it? Oh, I don't know his name now.
Nathan? Johnny?
Johnny.
Johnny.
Is it Johnny? Someone from Belfast, anyway.
Nathan, Johnny. What's the main guy called? Gary? Just the most dudes from here of all time. What's your name? Johnny. Gary. Nice to meet you. Light up. Do you like Snow Patrol? I've talked about this before.
Yeah, they're all right.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I've really given much attention. You know, maybe it's there's certain things I've missed out on in my life. Terminator 2. You know, Snow Patrol. Radiohead. I give Radiohead a go one night.
Depressed.
Yeah, and then I listened to them and it was fucking. They put the car off the fucking road. No, I enjoyed it. It was weird. It was weird and strange. Ed Sheeran's run about Dublin. The bit when he, I mean, there's a clip of him singing Parting Glass. You know that real sad song that Hozier sang?
Yeah.
And then he sang it minus the guitar. And I was like,
oh dear.
Move her along, Ed. Keep her pumping. Shape of You, let's go. Shape of You, let's go, mate. Know what I mean? Keep her fucking moving. I'm gonna see if I can get it. It was it's just, you know, I know he loves a bit of Ireland, like. look at my last search. Ed Sheeran, Parting Glass. Get ready to fucking turn your toenails inside out here with this one. Now, in comparison, this is the Hozier one. You've heard this?
Yeah.
Bro, why? I mean, just pay for the ad blocker.
Jenna.
Jenna, you slag.
Parting Glass. Such a beautiful song.
Yeah. Yeah. If
what about Hozier? Yeah. Of course. I'm just just try not to fucking have an orgasm when I'm talking.
If you'll have it, yeah. If you'll have it.
Now, this is. Come on. Even the piano.
I spend it in good company.
Voice of an angel.
And of all the harm that e'er I done, alas, it was too numb.
Absolutely phenomenal. I don't know what it is with my personality where I cannot watch people sing with any sort of conviction. So,
yeah.
Ed Sheeran, The Parting Glass. Now, let's see.
Hey, I'm Ed Sheeran, and before I get into playing a few songs,
I'm worth a fucking mint, and I still can't get a fucking haircut.
I'm just here to say that I'm supporting the Crisis No Going Home campaign.
I saw an ad for, you could get like a cameo type thing from a guy that looked fucking exactly like Ed Sheeran. Have you seen that ad? It was on like TikTok. It's like, hey guys, Ed Sheeran. Well, not really, but you can get a fucking... You can get a video message. He basically was going, you can get a video message. No one's going to fucking know it's not Ed Sheeran.
No way.
And you're like, how is that your life, man? How is that your life?
Jesus.
Someone's like, fuck me, man. Is that Ed Sheeran? He goes, oh, it's not really. But I do look enough like him that I charge money to do fake video messages as him. And if I had to guess, could probably sing Parting Glass better.
You'd like to join too. There's a link right below here.
Shut up.
And all the harm that ever I've done.
He's just in the Holy Land. Where is he? Where is he? Bro, where are you?
And all I've done for want of wit to memory now I can't recall.
It's just not great. No, it was 2012 though.
I know, Jesus.
So fill to me the parting glass.
It's just not the same.
No.
It's just not, it doesn't have the horsepower. But he loves it. The dude is, what people who, you know, people love to be like, I love a bit of Ireland and whatever I can do to just win them over. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, he's all like, man, I fucking love Ireland, man. I'm going to do all these shithole bars. And everyone's going to go, Ed, your sound is fuck, man. And then he starts singing that. And everyone's like, this is my parting glass. I'm about to parting glass myself, listening glass, to this.
She's such a beautiful song.
Yeah.
She's like, would you mind singing the song just to, you know, as a shout out to the people who all died of COVID today, in fact.
If you'll have it, yeah, if you'll have
it. Oh, we'd love it. And actually, I'd like to dedicate it to just thinking all the people who've lost their lives to this virus, but in particular, the health worker who died today, Hozier.
Absolutely.
Okay, in your own time.
In your own time.
Of all the money that e'er I have.
I'm just letting this play as I look another thing up.
I spend it in good company.
We're killing time here on the General Mother
and
Podcast.
Of all the harm
This might be fruitless. We are looking up a video. Okay, I was looking up a really funny video there and I can't find it now because the motherfucker took it off. Anyway, I fucked it. I seen this video the other day with some French dude just going like, I don't know, you know, one of those, you know when something's like so, like, you know, that it's so foreign that they don't really know how stinking it is, the things they're saying? This dude was playing a piano and he was just singing the lyrics like, I want to fuck you, or something. And he just kept singing it, I want to fuck you. And it was fucking great. It was on Michael Che's thing, but he's got no posts up now. Now I feel like a twat. Fuck that. We've moved on. There's only one way to pull us back from this now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Let's watch this video of Michelle O'Neill in the gym. I don't know why.
Oh.
Oh, damn, boy. Make sure you got a pillow on your crotch. How do you look after your mental health? This is on Sinn Féin. Sinn Féin's TikTok is off the charts.
Yeah.
They've got fucking, you know, ex-murderers. Ex-murderer terrorist. Not my words, the words of everyone. You know, just being like, doing riddles and shit, and here's Michelle pumping it. Now, what a will! I don't want to, you know, it's good that you're working out and all the depth on that squat. Not worth it. Not worth it. Go home. But she's out there. She's got a smile on her face. Get the overhead press. Get rid of them bingo wings, man. Now she's doing the. You know, someone's give her a tip there. They've been like, see, if you're rowing, you know, you might be on a stationary machine. Pretend you're looking around at some beautiful scenery on the banks of the river. There she is, killing it. Okay. How do you look after your mental health and physical? What was the point of that?
Don't know. That music too.
I mean, was it the first day she'd ever been in the gym? Do you love that? Yeah, someone's typed in vlog music or like fucking yeah. I'm making a reel music. What have you got? She's on the assault bike there. I have one of them in the garage collecting dust as we speak. I tell you what, she's doing more fucking working out than I am. I can't slobber. But fair play. But anytime you see, you know, some politician or something branching out like that, you're like, you've time for a gym, you don't have time to fucking go into work. Oh, time is fucking useless, bastards. No, I know it's not them holding up the thing, but bras. Right, we got to cover it before we hit these questions here. Any thoughts on Amber Heard, Johnny Depp?
Some crack.
Some crack, but why has anyone stepped in and been like, is she completely mentally ill? I think someone did say something like she does have two personality disorders, and I also can't talk. But it's so crazy, like,
yeah,
it's just such fucking crazy behavior from everybody. But luckily for Johnny, it's an absolute pantomime happening around him. Now, this was a highlight for me.
She was on the phone with Io Tillett, right? And they were making a wonderful point of just how funny it was that I thought that some human being had actually dropped a grumpy, pardon the term, onto the bed. And they were, yakking, they were yucking it up. They were laughing about the whole thing, and it was. You know, it was a tough couple of days, and I really didn't feel like I deserved that.
I can't be.
What are they fucking in there for anyway? Is he suing her?
No, she sued him for abuse.
And she's shitting all up in the beds and all?
Mm-hmm.
And of course,
I think she filed for divorce against him because he was abusive. That's her.
Yeah, but was that not her plan the whole time?
Yeah, that's what this is about.
Did she not suck through yards of fucking producer's cock? Did Weinstein not get a go at her too? And is she not a lesbian too now? They just turn around at the end and be like, well, just by the way, I didn't want any of this because I've been eating Bush the whole time. So, mm-hmm. And dropping grumpies. Grumpy is quite a bit. I love the way it was like, you know, found out that there was someone had dropped a grumpy. Excuse my language. I unfortunately shit all over the bed. Sorry for my language. I had a funny memory whenever I heard that, right? I don't know, this is such a fucking, like, Men in Black wiped it from my mind until, like, I just heard that and then started to think. Isn't shit in French like merde or something like that? Isn't it?
I think so.
Right? Someone found that out when I was younger. And for some reason, for a small period of time, in the small group of lads that I hung around with in the street, that became a thing. But they would just be like, it's like all good shit. It started as a joke and then people just used it with no irony whatsoever. So they'd be like, that's fucking merde. And the people were like, what does that mean? And someone would be like, it means shit in French. And then it would just go on and on and on to the point where someone's just like, mate, them trainers are fucking merde. You support Liverpool, they're fucking merde, mate. This is also the group of fellas who, you know, instead of saying hard on, said hard on for about 5 years. But, you know, this is the type of people you run around with. A guy threw a screwdriver one day, killed a bee. You know what I mean? We grew up well.
Jeez. Some shit.
See, when you start to think back about some of the, like, trauma that you witnessed as a child. I remember someone had fucking roof slates. There was, like, a pile of roof, like, an actual slate, you know, piece of stone. And they were, like, half broken. And this guy was just throwing them up in the air. And he threw it up over a hedge. And it hit some other kid in the head.
Oh, my God.
And he ran around the corner like he'd been hit with a fucking hatchet. You know?
Ugh.
And that was just a normal day. Merde times, man. Fucking. Mate, you're fucking tracksuits. Merde.
Cultured.
Cultured, guys. What a fucking kip. Unbelievable. We should get into some questions, shouldn't we? Do you know that girl? That was the other strange fact that we learned about at the weekend. That girl, Bad Baby. Do you remember her? Catch me outside.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking blah, blah, blah. She made something like 50 million in a month on OnlyFans. Now, that's impressive, you know, if you were like, you know, what's up, guys? I'm an adult entertainer. People were they must have been counting down the fucking seconds till she was 18.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Some dude's just working up a load, you know? I'm just edging it, man. And she's 18. fucking bro. Fucking hell. Like, how creepy is that?
I know.
50 million. Like, there's that amount of people dishing out money to be like, let's see what this just turned 18 child looks like with her tits out. Fuck yeah, bro. No wonder there's documentaries about people going, Hollywood is basically all pedophiles.
Yeah.
Isn't that nuts, though? You can't walk into a fucking shop and buy a goddamn beer, but you can get 50 million for flashing your fucking taint. The world is fucked. Let's hit some questions. What date is Armageddon? I mean, the 20th of October. I forgot to put that in. We've done absolutely no vetting on these questions today. It was, people have requested that, you know, maybe you should look through those questions. Fuck that. Where's the crack in that, guys? Where's the crack in me knowing what the questions are coming up? For fuck's sake. My husband fucked me with a sex toy that turned his balls into a second penis. This is how we do. Bang your first sex toy. Oh, I don't know what the fuck they're talking about. Have they got a picture of this? Also, what is this, Cosmopolitan? My husband fucked me. My husband fucked me with a sex toy that turned his balls into his second penis. Let me see. When it comes to sex, there are a whole lot of different types you can have. Oh, oral, anal, vaginal, romantic. Like, they're different. Vaginal, anal, nice. Kinky, consensual. Sex on trains, planes, blah, blah. And sex that cannot be defined. But allow me to introduce you to something you may have never considered. Ball sex. I'm talking about having penetrative sex with testicles. It's something I never even thought was possible. But one night, I was doing one of my 2 a.m. internet doom scrolls, and I came across a sex toy called the Ball Do. Discovered that it's absolutely a thing. Right, have they a picture of this fucking monstrosity? Baldo? What is a Baldo? Oh, like dildo. Okay. We're growing up fast. When it arrived at my doorstep, I can confirm I've never seen anything quite like it. The cage-looking cock toy. Sure, it was smooth, flexible, and the shape of a penis, but it also looked like a medieval torture device. There it is there, look. Make sure your balls are hairless.
Oh, Manscaped.
Shout out to Manscaped. use the code GEMBAT1, 20% off. Stretch your baldo over your balls. Fuck. Stretch over the spacer rings. Insert into partner. So there you go. I'm glad we looked into that. You know, it'll be interesting for the audio listeners to picture that. But yeah, you turn your fucking ball bag into a butt plug. But do you think that would feel good on the balls? Like, what's the point in having that too? You know, it's not hard. It's not hard like a cock. So it's like, you're going to have no control over it. You know what I mean? You'd have to like put it around your butt. I mean, this is a disaster because you're gonna have to maintain a boner that whole time. Put your balls in, you know. I mean, this is admin. Like, you know, your partner, if she happened to be a female, you know, she'd be sitting on the bed for fucking 20 minutes while you're trying to stuff your smooth nuts into this fucking baldo. Will I get an actual photo of it?
Yes.
Baldo sex toy. You know, and then you push that up her ass with your balls. I mean, your dick's well dead at that point. You know, you'd be like, right, it's in your butt now. God damn. I feel like you'd hurt your ball bag. Look how much that stretches your nutsack down. Come on, bro. You'd be furious if you like fucking stuffed your nuts into that and it was aching and then you just popped it in your quote unquote partner and she was like, and you're like, what? That's not dick noises. Like, you have to put the spacers on to like make your fucking ball bag longer. Do you want one? I'll go on Amazon here.
Yeah.
Do you want it in pink or fucking black?
Gold.
I mean, chrome. There we go. There's dildos with Donald Trump's head on the top. Cool. I'd buy that for the office for
sure. Fun.
So there you go. Stuff your turn your balls into a dildo. If you could fuck all else today, you know, if you've any money left after going on fucking Catch Me Outside's OnlyFans and fucking ripping the pedo cock off yourself. Jesus Christ. What a day. Any surprise to find out that big Tim Westwood was daggering chicks and may not have been consensual? Yeah, my boy Westwood is up. It's your boy Westwood been non-consensually daggering chicks. Doesn't get it at all, you know. Nowhere near like some sort of dancehall vibe in Jamaica. Just he's just walking past people in Asda. Fucking take God, you dirty bastard.
Remember my photo with him?
Oh, incredible. Cut it in, please, for the love of Christ.
Me and the boy.
You and him just fucking, you know, listening to some dancehall. Just daggering bitches. any guests confirmed for the live pod? You bringing merch to it? We are bringing merch to it. Fingers crossed. All being well. Getting that sorted right now. Any guests confirmed? I don't know, not really confirmed, but I did say to Mickey and Aaron and Rory Woods to just sort of keep it free. I think, to be honest, whoever turns up can be slipped into the mix.
See, my superpower is being honest. I'll eat your ass. I will. I'll do it. I will eat your ass. See, my superpower.
Out of context, Alex Jones.
See.
I'll eat your ass. Reddit.com. What's this? Amazon driver fat shames my cat. This is body shaming. Delivery driver reminds me of your impression of a non-specific foreign man. Is it gonna be racist? Yes. Let's get in on it. Here we go. Reddit. I don't even. Do you need an app for Reddit or something? I feel like a sign that you should be doing another thing with your life is, do you know, are you familiar with Reddit? And someone goes, oh yeah, I'm on it all the time. You're like, do something else. Reddit's where the internet starts to like. Is that it? Cat makes a noise. Oh yeah. Yeah, so just random farming. Very fat. Was that the video? Very fat cat. That's anyone that has that accent is just unnecessarily brutally honest a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they do. The same as the dude that I was standing behind the queue and he was like filling the box full of food. Yeah. Lasagna, chips, stew, wedges for sausage. Bastard. With supporting Big Kev over the last few months, have you seen many changes in his set? Also, do you think you've learned anything from watching him as support? Interesting question. The set and the themes and the topics and all have sort of stayed the same. You can tell that he plays it down for the first load of smaller gigs until the actual wording of it's really tight, and then he starts to throw in a bit of like performance and stuff, you know, gets a bit more active on stage and stuff, and it once he starts doing that and it becomes a rounded performance, it's very, very funny indeed. He hasn't made that many changes to it, would you say, now? Have you seen it a fucking thousand times now?
No, he doesn't really change a lot. I haven't really, even words, I haven't heard many changes of words.
Yeah.
I've seen him take like wee bits out.
Magnus?
That'll be in it.
Yeah. Take bits out.
Yeah, but like phrases.
Yeah. But he hasn't changed it much. Have I learned anything from watching him as support? I had a very intense couple of weeks of watching like world-class comedy and it didn't seem intimidating or unattainable whatsoever. You know, it was actually very reassuring to be like, oh yeah, look, fucking Kevin Hart just does the same shit we do. You write it, you try it a bunch, you work it up for the big gigs. Joe Rogan, same thing, you know. Tim Dillon, I was like, well, for fuck's sake, the guy's on fire. But it was good. It was reassuring. And also the quality of comedy in this town, for fuck's sake, at the minute is through the roof for some reason. Lavery's last night. What was it like last night?
Great.
Fuck me, like, everybody killed.
Yeah.
Like, I was doing some crowd work and it wasn't even particularly smart or clever, but it was, people were just dying laughing, you know? And then fucking Dave goes up, kills. Johnny goes up, kills. Darren Matthews, killed. Very slick set. Connor Keyes, killed.
Yeah.
Wall-to-wall killing. curious what you think... curious what do you now think of this? Best part kicks in around 50 seconds. Let me see. Let me see, bastard.
Two L's in my name. Thank you.
Yeah, get it right next time, you fucking piece of shit.
Wet leg.
Where are they from?
Don't know.
I don't get. Oh, I'm sorry. Deaf. Probably gonna get sued up an ass bitch. Mommy, daddy, look at me. I went to school and I got a degree. All my friends call it the big D. I went to school and I got the big D. 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 I went to school and I got the big D. Is your muffin buttered? Would you like us to assign someone to butter your muffin? Excuse me.
What?
Excuse me. Is it weird that all I'm thinking this whole time is they better be hot? What sort of man pig am I? What do you think of that? Nice bass line?
It sounds like something I'd make in like at 4 in the morning and then delete it.
Just you fucking and the chaise long. Is that them there? Where are they from? They're probably like fucking from Norway or something.
They look Swedish or something.
Oh, it's fun, isn't it?
It is.
A bit of crack, sure. Not my mug of pish, all the same, but fair play to you. Hi, Colin. Now that you have Gender Boundary HQ at Geddes Manor, will you be doing more videos or is it purely for the pods? It's to save time, so hopefully we can do a whole pile of everything else. You know, for the hours I've spent in the fucking car, I could just be sitting at a desk editing or actually doing stuff. Am I right, girls? Yeah, I'd like to do a whole load more of everything, really. Thoughts on this creep? Oh yeah, that's probably our boy Tim. Can you please explain why Kevin Hart has taken up residency in Belfast? It's great and all, but doesn't he have better places to be than BT1? He's filming here, so he's making use of the free time. Well, no point in calling answer for me now. Well, so there you go. The guys have chatted to each other in the thread there, and they've sorted all their issues out. Yeah, he's filming a movie, and he's also, it's a bit like he can practice his set over here. Even if he gets to the end of this run and he's played to fucking, like, how many people could he play to? It would be thousands, like.
Yeah.
But the guy has like a million tickets to shift in America, and that's not even a joke. Is he not selling like a million tickets? So he's basically getting the fire off a few rounds, you know, in the thin air over here. Because it's an absolute fart in the wind compared to what he's going to do in the States, probably. So, yeah, he's just trying out the set. And it's cool. It's a cool time. But hopefully it sort of opens up the door to other people even recognizing Northern Ireland or Ireland in general as a place that has possibilities and gigs to be had.
Yeah.
Awesome. Congratulations. Can't wait for it. What's your thoughts on Audi drivers being assholes? Now.
No, it's BMW.
Is it?
It's BMW or the assholes.
Well, there you go.
Audi's cool.
I don't know. I've been driving along a few times and just looked in the wing mirror or in the rear view mirror and went like, well, look at this meme.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Look at this meme happening now as you just see the four circles like fucking blocking up the whole window. And it seems to be like anyone that drives like a Nissan Juke, like Mickey's, just hogs that fucking fast lane.
DLA,
just hogging the fast lane at 55 mile an hour. And you're like, get the fuck out of the way, you cunt. Yeah, it's always the way. Lucky enough to get tickets that were on resale for Kevin Hart. First of all, he was fantastic, unbelievable. Second of all, the fucking disrespect from everyone that just walked about, went to the bar, went for a smoke, and tried to heckle was brutal. Yeah, It's disgraceful. Like, it's fucking people giving off, like, people offering like £3,000 for tickets and all.
Yeah.
And then the people who do get it are just like, I don't know. He likes them and all. I don't even know who he is. I don't even like black comedy.
I know.
I think Ulster Hall should have had the doors open earlier. Correct. And had everyone seated for you starting.
See.
Correct. See, senor. We didn't hear much of you or Shane. Correct. But fantastic night. Enjoyed you guys on stage. P.S. Nell's footwear was top class. What were you wearing, man?
Just the old New Balance, I think.
Them ones?
The old Jamie Foy's.
Oh, what? I mean, that's, yeah, fucking all right. He was stood beside us filming and was near trampled at the start. Okay.
True.
We're getting down to the last few questions. Who's the biggest bullshitter, exaggerator on stage? Do comedians mind other comedians? We had a question similar to this a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, you got your Mickeys, you got your fucking Patties and all, not shy of elaborating on the truth. But it's funny. You know, who gives a flying fuck? Know. You know what I mean?
Who cares?
What's that chopper line? Never let the truth get in the way of a good yarn. Who gives a fuck? They're not in court. You know what I mean?
I know.
They're allowed to say whatever they want. But they're doing it in a funny way. There are certain people that, I mean, there seems to be this thing when you're at like an open mic level where, like, I've bumped into a few people who I haven't seen in a while and be like, all right, man, how are you? How's it going? What have you been up to? And they're like, man, I'm flat out with gigs. And you're like, no, you're fucking not. I know rightly you're not. Haven't seen you in forever. Fuck me. Oh, fuck me. Following on from the Cracker advert, link above, I was stuck without internet for a week. I was forced to watch terrestrial TV, and Jesus H. Christ, it was wild with adverts. The most cringy one I watched was for men and their boxers riding up their shuck. Buy these Ultra Glide briefs and you can jump about like an arsehole on mainstream TV. So my question is, what is your most favourite awful advert to cringe watch? I don't really see many ads these days.
No.
I do material at the minute about that Starbucks one, which fucked me off a good bit. But yeah, I mean, they will advertise anything now.
Yeah.
And I mean, sure, that's like ads for fucking, you know, women's products. Where they're like, look how safe and secure this is. And then it shows some girl in like a white jumpsuit doing, you know, cartwheels and then bouncing around on a space hopper. And you're like, all right, we get it. You're not going to mash your puss through your white trousers. Disgusting. Oh my God, where do you start with ads? They're all fucking terrible. I love the way that, is it the Go Compare guy? Go Compare.
Oh yeah.
Is just playing himself now, broke the fourth wall.
Mm.
All right, guys, I'm the fucking sad cunt who does fucking... Is it Go Compare?
Yeah.
Fuck, man. Only in Northern Ireland could this happen. We're down to our last couple of TikToks here. We'll watch them anyway, you know what I mean? We've nothing else to be at. Before we listen to Wet Leg and travel over to... Oh, is this some crazy...
A one from heaven. His name is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The only exclusive... The name of the great one from heaven, his name is Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the only
Skills.
Exclusive.
What the fuck is she wearing?
The name of the great one from heaven.
She's come straight out of medieval sort of era.
Kanye West fashion show.
Jesus Christ, fucking, it takes some fucking, you know, commitment to be like out in the street being all... The Lord said that fucking suck my tits. I've told the story a billion times, like, but there was a guy doing that down near, like, Cornmark. I think that's what that is. And fucking, some guy was on crutches and it was a fresh cast and he took so long to get past this guy with the fucking loudspeaker. The Lord said you back with all of this, something DEP, no gay cakes. And this guy's just like, will you fucking shut the fuck up? I think he said, you Bible bashing cunt or something, which I just thought was beautiful. I'm sitting outside that, what's it called? Patisserie Valerias or something?
Oh, yes.
Having an old scone. This guy went nuts.
Can you sit around? No, not all the time, though. No. I often go, right.
This is her last video, but it says, I think she meant centipedes, but she says pedophiles or something. I don't know. We'll see.
Just establish when you get up in the morning, what's in your sitting
room? No, not all the time, though. No. I often go, Right, come into the sitting room, and you know all the little paedophiles that are the legs.
Sometimes they're crispy.
Sometimes they're fucking dead.
Where?
Sitting room, and I say to him, oh, look at that, there's another one of them paedophiles. And he said, well, they must have been in a long time.
Have you seen the movie Human Paedophiles? Where they stitch their assholes together?
But they are bleeding paedophiles.
I'm
not afraid of them. I'm not afraid of paedophiles. No, but I'm not sure. I'm afraid of spiders. I'm not afraid. I am afraid of spiders, but I'm not afraid of paedophiles.
Where have you got paedophiles?
I've got them by myself.
No, but that's the truth to God's heart.
And where have you got the paedophiles?
I did often come into the sitting room and I say to him, oh, look at that.
I can't wait till I'm that age and all my family are just making a cunt out of me.
Yeah.
You know? You know, as they said in a fucking, you know, just like some, they're just, it's just a bot, really. It's just a floating hologram and they're like, the state is cunt. Getting Bitcoin mixed up with fucking something else. Stupid cunt. Right, we're going to get the fuck out of here.
Will you fuck up, dude?
Cheers for listening, guys. Make sure to get onto the Patreon as well. We're going to be putting, I think we're going to be putting another special up there, are we? We're going to be putting the last set from the SSE up there. I'm going to be releasing the last year's one into the public. Patreon.com/GenderBanter podcast. More podcasts on the way. And what else? Get your live podcast tickets. Get your SSE tickets. And we'll fucking lay this year right, and we'll get to work writing some goddamn jokes around here.
Boom.
Let's get cancelled. And that's it. Cheers for all your support, guys. Thanks for listening. And take care of yourselves, man. It's summertime now. You know, get outside. Get some nature inside your asshole. That's it. We're out of here.
Up the raw.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.